Several days we have elected to get some local perspective from local health officials with regard to COVID-19 and the effort here that, the battle that we are waging here against the virus and doing whatever we can to try to stymie its spread here throughout much of the Flint Hills. We have Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel joining us this morning. Bob, thank you once again for being a part of our morning show and lots of good information that we're able to share with our listeners and residents this morning.
Yep. Thanks, Dave. Good morning to you.
Well, we have a number of topics here that I'd like to visit with you about, and we talked briefly about yesterday, the decision that you at the hospital had made regarding some elective procedures, things that aren't necessarily, possibly COVID-related. Could you explain that a little more thoroughly?
So starting actually over a week ago, we've really cut back on what's called elective, or things that can, maybe a better way to say that is things that can be postponed. Trying to minimize exposure to patients, minimize exposure to our staff and physicians. And so you have the kind of this is one way to, again, do social distancing, if you will, and reduce the spread. But then there's also just the practical issue of if you don't do that surgery, you don't use that PPE and all the supplies and medications that are related to that. And that's something, again, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, all of our professional societies, American College of Surgeons, all of these groups have said, just stop doing these elective procedures. We will need the material, and we want staff to be healthy to take care of patients in the coming weeks. And so that's really been the reason for our push. And we would hope that all other health facilities would take that same pretty dramatic approach. I think yesterday we only did one or two surgeries here. And that's, I think, very indicative of, really trying to say, look, we've got to reduce this. We've got to save blood. We've got to save supplies. We've got to save medication. And we've got to save the personal protective equipment.
Is this something that's commonly done among hospitals across the region and even the nation now?
I would say it's very common, especially in the community hospitals. I think taking the responsibility pretty seriously. I know, and I actually was on the phone yesterday with some of the neighboring hospital CEOs, and everybody, kind of like us, has made a very definite attempt to reduce our census, reduce electives, stop doing things that we can just to conserve resources. And I mean, I think you've got exceptions to that. I would just, would hope that those organizations would also see the importance of this. Just in a few weeks from now, we're going to need those materials. We're going to need that PPE.
Let's talk a little bit about the tests and your decision to kind of make sure you spread out to the necessary test kits because, treating the coronavirus is not necessarily that much different from other conditions like the flu, maybe?
Right. So, there's definitely a push to prioritize who gets tested. And that priority is with folks who are already in the hospital or going to be hospitalized, folks who are in long-term care facilities or other senior committees, communities, and then folks who have some sort of risk category. And really, there's a lot of, I guess there's some other reasons I think that perhaps maybe folks don't always understand. So the test is really only good for that point in time. So Bob could be tested today, be negative for coronavirus, and actually be positive tomorrow after my trip to the store because I've now been exposed to somebody else. And, we would not want people to think, oh, hey, we got a negative test. It's okay. I can now go out and do whatever I want to again and mix and go to this or that. Because really that testing is just at a point in time. What we're coaching our staff around and, family members is that you have to actually assume that everybody you meet is a potential positive carrier because you can be asymptomatic, which means you're not showing any of the symptoms and you're still carrying the virus. And it's just, again, it's just a caution to people. It's one of the reasons, again, that we're really reinforcing the need to stay home, do the isolation as best we all can just to minimize the spread. I think you're aware, Julie was on the radio last night. We have opened a testing center here in Manhattan. And there's a process you go through. You've already been seen and screened by a provider at your family practice or urgent care center or something like that before you can actually get tested. But those are all folks who are actually actively showing symptoms that are going to get those tests.
And that's a drive-through system. We've had some of that information. We have a story on that on our website, also at newsradiokman.com. And so people can find out more information there, and also at the Riley County Health Department website as well. And I think one of the first things, you know, and we haven't talked about this yet, the first thing to do if you feel like you're symptomatic or even asymptomatic, to call that call screening number 323-6400 so that a healthcare professional can guide you through that next step.
Yeah, we do. We really are encouraging people to call that line. We're getting good feedback from the volunteer healthcare providers in the community who are covering that. I think they have an opportunity to, one, just allay some fears, but also to really start that phone triage process, if you will, and really start to ask people questions and helping them determine. So maybe I do have the symptoms, but is it to the point where I need to see a physician or not? Is it just seasonal allergies? Is it that I have the flu? I mean, we still have a lot of just bugs going around the community. So it's helping people sort that out. It's free, and it's accessible from 8 in the morning till 10 in the evening. So that's also very convenient for people.
With regard to the hospital, how do you feel you're equipped to tackle a workload? You know, when you talk about freeing up rooms and freeing up staff, how do you feel that you're going to be prepared for a week from now if we happen to have more positive cases of the coronavirus in Manhattan and throughout the region?
You know, I think they've, you know, short term, I think we're actually pretty comfortable with that. We definitely have created capacity. We have, quite honestly, we have people standing down or going home at this point because we've reduced enough of our patient load. I think the question really is for everyone, is what is going to be that level of patient volume? And again, there's a lot of models that have been put together by, I think, some very reputable sources, and it really all comes down to your success with social distancing. In a community the size of Riley County, those estimates would range from either 600 people up to 6,000 people, for example. And it's really just a question, so where are we going to fall on that kind of spectrum? Is it even going to be better than that? Is it going to be less than 6,000, or is it going to be more than, or less than 600, or more than 6,000? I mean, I think that is actually really the question, I think, that's most important, because that will determine or demonstrate, actually, have we been successful with social distancing, or have we failed in that respect? And there's a whole lot of opinion about that, even with some of our elected officials, about I don't know if everybody grasps the importance of, if you minimize that number up front, you actually will minimize the number of people who ever cross the threshold of the hospital. That's why it's so important, actually, I think, to focus on the steps you take to reduce the total number of people who even get positive with the virus.
You know, the numbers here locally have held fairly steady with just the one positive case, although it's likely that there are a number of others. Those are just, you know, the ones that have taken the test and been positive. Do you feel like things are, you know, stable here in the Flint Hills?
And I think it's actually too early to make that kind of judgment. How this has worked in other communities, both here in the United States and around the world, is you kind of have this trickle of positives. You might only have one, or then you have a second one, then you have a third and a fourth, and then you start to see the the growth by doubling and tripling every day. And so I think the question is are we able to keep it to the trickle? And that's because there's just not been community exposure. At this point, you know, I think it's just a little too early to tell that. I think maybe 2 weeks from now, that might be the time frame in which we would have a better feel for that.
Okay. And final question about donations. There are a lot of people that have been making masks and helping sew gowns together. How's that working out and helping out your staff and those supplies?
Well, certainly appreciate people wanting to help out. That's kind of, you know, again, we talk about their silver linings in every catastrophe, and that is a silver lining, I think, for within the COVID COVID-19 scenario, because people are actually trying to help and want to help. There's actually, we're expecting some guidance today from some of our professional societies on specifically what types of material the masks would need to be made of, because some types of material, I'm anticipating, are going to be said, this is very effective. Others, it's worthless. Don't do that. And so we're just waiting for that. We're actually expecting that today. And once that we have that information, we've actually had a number of groups or individuals reach out to us. And so we'll be pushing that information back to them. And then also between us and Riley County Health Department, we'll make sure that we're also pushing it out on social media. And that might be something Julia would know about by this evening when she comes on the radio. We don't know exactly what time we're going to get that today.
Okay. Bob Koppel, thank you for taking some very important moments out of your day today to bring us up to date on the efforts here to battle the COVID-19 virus here and on a local level. And we wish you and your crew continued good luck and good health.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Appreciate that. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, joining us this morning here on News Radio KMAN. It's 7:14.